question, Dave. Cherry Johns, this is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological study, sinus radio frequency ablation, history of patient is a 63-year-old with a history of cardiomyopathy, recently completing a palpitation, shortness of breath, and dizziness period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological study, sinus radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, amiodarone 200 mg daily, carbidolol 3.1 to 5 mg 2 times daily, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily. Losartan 100 mg daily. Prednisone, tramadol. Period, allergies, non-endog allergies. Social history, patient quit smoking 2 months ago. Social drink alcohol, now history of drug use. Family history, now history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, now weight loss, now vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated now history of arthritis. An examination, blood pressure 115 over 80, pulse is 60, respiration 16, weight is HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 hour 6, systole murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, estimated now edema. Click condition number 1. Paroxysm atrial fibrillation, number 2, cardiomyopathy, number 3, history of smoking, number 4, COPD recommendation. Patient is quite symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.